As promised, we are joined right now by a former University of New Orleans pitcher, 3-0 on the year, 2.75 ERA. He struck out 29 batters in just over 19 innings. He was an LSWA Pitcher of the Week in March and a fifth-round draft pick of the Mets this year. We are joined by Eric Orszay. Eric, it's really nice to have you on the program. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. Listen, it's been a couple of weeks, or I should say a couple of days, since you've been drafted. What have the last few days been like for you and your family?
Oh, they've been pretty chaotic, but they've been amazing. Just constant running around, having people stop by, congratulate me, and constant phone calls and text messages. But it's been awesome. It's been really exciting.
I mean, Eric, your story really is amazing, and we'll get into it in a minute. But if you were to take me back, when did you first start playing baseball, and what was it about the game that you liked so much?
I've been playing baseball since as early as I can remember. Since I was old enough to pretty much walk, I believe I've been playing. And just the passion for the game really came from my dad. Just always, he grew up playing, and he loved it, and he kind of shared that love of the game with me. And everything about it, I really enjoyed, and just the competitive nature of it. And for me, it was always the pitching side of it that I always loved. Whatever it was about getting guys out on the mound, I just absolutely fell in love with.
Eric Orszay is joining us. So you played your high school ball at Glenbard North in Illinois. Then you went to Northwest Florida State. So at that point, what was your plan, and what kind of hopes did you have for a baseball future?
I just wanted to play at the next level, whether that be Division One or, professional baseball. Obviously, I'd worked pretty hard my whole life to try and get to that level, and I started realizing that I had a talent and an ability that would allow me to get to that next level. And obviously, enjoying the game as much as I did growing up, and continuing to be given the opportunity to play at that next level was something I could never even dream of. Having in front of me. So, I mean, it just means the world to me that it's actually here and this opportunity was even given to me in the first place.
Especially given what you've been through. He was a fifth-round draft pick of the Mets in this year's draft. Eric Orszay is my guest. So just to continue with that story, though, you transferred to the University of New Orleans, and then in 2018, you were dealing with some groin pain. The story goes that initially you thought it might have been from doing some extra work as a catcher, and then you fight through it, you keep battling, but then one morning you wake up and you're in agony. What do you remember about that particular morning?
Not being able to move or really breathe too well. That was it was pretty scary. It was about 4:30 in the morning, and I'm normally a pretty heavy sleeper, so the fact that I was up was kind of already a red flag. And then obviously once I tried to get up and move around a little bit and was struggling with pain, I knew something was wrong. Obviously at that point go to the hospital and had some tests done and find out being diagnosed with cancer. That was something at 21 years old, you never really expect to hear. But I mean, honestly, for the most part, pretty much once I was diagnosed, it took me a couple hours to get over it. I shared it with my family, and by the time my coaches had showed up to the hospital and were kind of asking how everything was going, I was ready to get it over with and get the surgeries done and take the first couple steps at putting it behind me.
I mean, there's so much in that answer that's amazing to me, Eric. For instance, as you point out, I mean, you're a young athlete. You're a Division I college athlete. You're in great shape. You're young. I mean, what goes through your mind when you're told that you have testicular cancer? Did that even register when you first heard that?
Honestly, not at all. I tell people this all the time. I actually laughed at the doctor when he said I had cancer because I didn't think it was even an option. So those first, like, probably I would say 5 minutes, it hadn't really sunk in. And then I just remember... We started talking about treatments and what the next step was to get rid of it. And I remember looking down at my hands and they just started shaking a little bit. And I could just feel that emotion start to come over my body. And I knew I was about to lose it. I cried like a baby for probably the next, probably hour almost. So that was a couple moments I'll never forget. Specifically, though, I remember looking down at my right hand, and it just started shaking. I was like, "Uh-oh, I'm about to just lose it right here."
Eric Orszay is joining us. Eric, the other thing is too, like, you didn't have family with you when you got that message. In fact, you were the one who had to call your mom and tell her the news. What was that telephone call like?
That was definitely probably the hardest thing I've had to do. That was, you know, knowing, especially being away from home, and my mom is very, very protective, as most moms are. I knew it was going to be tough for her to hear, so that phone call was very difficult, and she knew something was wrong as well from the beginning. She knew the number was not mine, and she knew it wasn't the coach's numbers, and it wasn't a number from the school. And then, I mean, she kind of got that feeling, you know, that tone kind of starts from the second that she answers the phone and says, you know, hello, and I'm saying, hey, it's your son, you know, it's Eric. And from the get-go, she could kind of just tell from my voice that something was wrong, and that just made it that much harder. I was trying to hold back the emotions just for her sake more than anything, but, I mean, obviously those emotions kind of came through on the phone call, and you can kind of hear her. She didn't really know how to react. I know she... after I had told her for the first time that I had cancer, she actually was like, you know what, I need to go find your father because he works 10 minutes down the road, and I don't know what to do right now. I'll call you back in 10 minutes when I find your father. So she actually drove over to his work, and they called me back, and then I obviously shared that with both of them, and that was a pretty emotional and a pretty emotional phone call.
Pitcher Eric Orsi is joining us. I mean, the whole thing is just terrifying. So at what point did you start your thinking? When did it shift from the shock of the news to determining, all right, this is what this is. What are we going to do about it? How are we going to beat this thing? When did you start to get leverage on this?
I mean, it was probably just, it was probably a couple hours after they had told me.
Wow.
Like I said, my coaches were on their way to the hospital, and by the time they showed up, it had been, I would probably say, an hour or two since I had been diagnosed, and they'd run all the tests and all that. And by the time they showed up, they walked through the door and were like, hey, how's it going? Like, how you doing? And just seeing their faces, it was kind of like, you know what? Like, I'm good. I'm actually, I mean, as good as I can be, obviously not good, but as good as I can be. I'm ready to kind of tackle this obstacle head on, and let's get this out of me.
So you start to go about doing that. You have surgery, but then you ask your coach, Blake Dean, if you could travel with the team to the Southland Conference baseball tourney. I mean, at that point, Eric, you were still having trouble walking to a certain extent. Why was it so important for you to be with your team?
For me, it was just the brotherhood that we had that year, and we had a really good group of guys, and we were kind of on a roll that last little bit of the year. We were really just on a mission. We started out that year pretty poorly. And we were just coming in hot at the end, making that playoff push to really get in there. And I didn't want to be the reason that people got distracted and we didn't end up making it. So I wanted to make it about the team and make sure that I was there for the guys. And they supported me a ton, and we almost kind of rallied around the fact that I wasn't going to be able to play the rest of the year and help us out. And We made a good little run right there. We made it to the championship game of that tournament. And on top of that as well, it was somewhat of a distraction for me. I mean, baseball has always been, you know, what I fall back on when life's hard or when I'm struggling with something in life. Baseball had always been there to kind of take my mind off of it and just allowed me to enjoy whatever part of life I was going through. So, it was amazing that Coach Dean even allowed me to go, and I really appreciated all the brotherhood and all the support from the guys.
See, Eric, I want to be respectful of your time, but I just want to mention this as well, and I should normally spend more time on this, but the fact is there was a mole on your back, tests are run, and then you're diagnosed with skin cancer. So then it's a second diagnosis, but in the middle of this, you continue to battle, you continue to work, you're putting the time in. As you were working your way back into baseball, was it fairly smooth, or was it all just a grind?
It was a little bit of both. I mean, for me, I'd always worked pretty hard, I felt like, so the work ethic part of it was always there for me. So once I was cleared to start moving around and working out and doing all that, I didn't find it too difficult to get back into it. I mean, obviously the recovery time that my body had been so beat up that one workout felt like I had, you know, worked out for a week straight without stopping. So the recovery time after workouts or throwing or any of that was obviously a little bit harder. But I mean, for the most part, everybody was there to support me, and anything I needed, any kind of help I needed, any treatment I needed, there was always somebody there willing to help, and it made it a lot easier for me. I know the physical toll on my body Like I said, the recovery time was probably a little bit longer, but for the most part, anything I needed, any help I needed, any treatment I needed, there was always somebody there just waiting to help out, and I mean, that meant the world to me.
Eric Orsi is joining us for a few more moments. So you fight all the way back. You make it back to the mound in the season opener against Southern. You pitch an inning and two thirds. You fight through that. Then against Arkansas State, you go five innings. You strike out seven. You get your first win since beating cancer. What did that moment feel like?
Honestly, it kind of came and went really quick. I didn't even really pay attention to the fact that that had been my first win at the Division I level, and I hadn't even really paid attention that that was the first win since I had been back since cancer. At that point, it was just an excitement to be back in the game, and we had a good ball club this year. Obviously, without COVID, I think we're making a pretty good run this year, and I think we're one of the top teams in the Southland. So that was more of our focus this year was, you know what, I want this to be my last year of college ball. I want to go out on top, and I want to have a good season. And we had a great group of guys to do that. So the focus really wasn't on those individual moments for me. It was about just doing everything I could to help the team win and see how successful we could be this year.
Really importantly, you said something amazing also. Quote, it sounds crazy and it sounds bizarre, but cancer was a blessing in disguise for sure. End quote. It's a really powerful statement. What do you mean by that?
It just kind of opened my eyes to what's really important in life and what I wanted to do. It helped me realize that, I mean, I feel like I'm a good person, but I wasn't necessarily the exact person I wanted to be. And the same thing with baseball. I was a good baseball player, but I wasn't the elite great guy that I wanted to be in terms of baseball either. So it kind of just opened my eyes to the fact that I needed to improve myself both on and off the field, and you know, just kind of relit that fire inside me saying, you know what, if you really want to play at the next level and you really want to do this for as a profession and you want to do this as a job, you really got to dive into it, learn more, work harder, and push other people around you. And as long as you continue to do that, you keep your nose to the ground and keep working, that opportunity will be there at some point.
Eric Orsi, it's an absolutely amazing story. Former University of New Orleans pitcher, drafted by the New York Mets in the fifth round of this year's draft. Eric, there's no way to do justice to your journey and your story, but I really appreciate you taking time, and we're doing the best we can with it. I mean, that is an amazing story, and you're an amazing young man. I really appreciate having you on the show. We'll all be watching to see how it plays out, and nice to talk to you.
Thank you very much, Jim. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Awesome conversation, Eric. Appreciate you. Good luck. I'll be tracking that closely. Eric Orsi.